Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 115 of 2PSTAR Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And let's kick things off by bringing in Tim with the news.
Ah, yes. The news. What would we do without the news? Well, here at Tim with the News, we're going to just hit a few highlights. And Ray, if you have anything you want to interject, feel free.
I mean, do you really want me to inject with my own free will? I think that's where we normally get into trouble.
I give you permission because you know what? You're the editor. So if you say anything stupid, you can just take it out and it'll sound like you didn't say a word. Yeah, okay. Well, we had some announcement on the StarCraft 2 beta. Big news there is that the beta keys are going to be like going on eBay for like $300 or something, which is...
I could see it.
$300?
Come on, in our world...
I mean, that's
world,
like the cost of a console, man.
I know, but...
And eventually you can't play it anymore. It's a beta.
Yeah, that's what I always loved about like you know, like when we played Smash Bros. At E4ALL, that was friggin' amazing.
Yeah, that was cool. Well, and I mean, you know you got a hit on your hands when people are willing to spend money on a beta. They ought to charge, really. I don't know why they don't charge.
And that's just part one, right? I mean, that's just, what, episode one? That's just the Terran side of the story, correct?
I believe that's true. Yeah, they're releasing them in pieces, right?
Now, do we know how far away each of those releases will be?
Oh, gosh. Whenever the well starts to dry up,
okay.
I'm sure it'll be a while between.
Yeah.
The next bit of news is Steve Wiebe reclaimed his Donkey Kong Jr. world record. I was just waiting for this day to happen. Let's move on. Civ 5 was announced. It will be released this fall. I would be excited because I just love the original Civilization, but I'm sorry. There's no time in my life to get sucked into another Civilization game.
Things are different now for us. I mean, like I can't imagine trying to play like Paper Mario again right now. I mean, it's just
I know.
Like,
how can I
possibly play a game like that? How can I possibly try to take pictures of every living thing in Wind Waker anymore? I mean, it's just not going to friggin' happen.
It's just a phase of life that, I mean, I hope that there are still workable GameCube and Wii's when I'm an old man. Until I'm retired and the kids are out of the house, it's like, I'm never going to be able to sit down and play a game like that.
Really what it'll be is like, I hope there's still a working iPhone because I really want to play Dizzy Bee. That was such a classic.
good set of PC news there, I guess.
Let's go ahead and jump right to Comic Talk. This week was the first Pokemon trainer. At the time, I was actually working on another comic idea that we've had for quite a while. That's like seven panels or something. And I had spent like a few hours the night before and only had like one character drawn for one panel.
And I didn't know this, but it sure was good timing, I think.
Yes,
right?
Because I was on my way home from work and all I saw was, Noah, thou shalt catch them all. And I was like, yes, I just laughed out loud, which does not happen very often for us.
Right.
Or at least for me. You might just be giddy all the way to the bank. But
no,
so I had a lot of fun drawing that comic. Like nothing anybody could say could really tear me down. Like everyone could hate it and I would still love it to death. And that's where I was for quite a while when some of the comments we were getting are like, I don't like the one panel structure, or the background doesn't quite match the foreground very well. You know, I'm like, whatever, this is awesome. And you guys might not see it, but like I know other people will. And I think that is verified by the amount of like retweets that we're getting on stuff and the to win like the Joystick Weekly webcomic wrap up.
Well, so, I think it was just a real solid joke. It was simple. It didn't need much explaining. Everyone knows Noah's Ark. And just the thought of, yeah, of course, he's collecting animals. Like, he was the first Pokemon trainer. So to be able to put it succinctly into one panel and get that across, I think it can be universally appreciated. So,
and that's why I was surprised that some people still didn't get it. I was reading some comments and people are like, that's funny to imagine Noah collecting Pokemon. And I'm like, he's not collecting Pokemon. He's collecting animals. Like, he has to catch them all. Like, that's the joke.
People were kind of, you know, expanding on the idea, which is actually what the original thought was that I explained there was, I was kind of thinking like, you know, what if God made another generation of animals? Like, we always get a new generation of Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah.
On isitfunnytoday.com. We had the funniest comic of the day across the web. And if you look at our entire backlog, it is rated our funniest comic on that site.
That's crazy.
Which is kind of cool. So
that's what kind of worries me a little bit is, you know, imagine we stopped last week. we wouldn't have made that comic.
I know.
That comic wouldn't exist on the internet
That's like a top 10 classic, probably.
I mean, I would agree. I would totally agree with you. And that's why it's so frustrating to think like, oh, we'll stop at comic 200 or something. You know, if we are
201, like,
201
been,
was actually our best.
We
would have
been invited to the White House for that joke. I mean, come on, Ray.
We got the key to the city.
Yeah, exactly.
But not the key to my heart. In all honesty, I feel like we may be the first people to ever make a Christian-related video game comic that's humorous and actually good and doesn't actually insult Christians.
Yeah,
and that's not me being proud of my work. That's like me being proud of your joke. I mean, really, I'm like, that is just such a great joke that Tim came up with. I can't wait to put this in comic form. And that's how it really should be every week, in my opinion. No pressure to you.
No pressure. I gotta say, I was a little concerned. I'm like, I wonder if some really, really fundamental Christian is gonna come and say, you put Genesis 6:23 on the bottom there. That's not really in the Bible. That's like blasphemy or something.
Right,
we're adding
to the Bible. That's one of the things talked about in the Bible is not to add to it. That's gonna be the sad day, like when I'm up in heaven for judgment. I'm like, you know what, Ray? You've been faithful all this time. But you added to the Bible with this one comic, and it was great, by the way. Funny comic. Loved it. My favorite of your guys. But I'm sorry, you got to go to hell. That's just not acceptable.
Right. Oh, I'm so glad you're the artist.
He's going to be like, did anyone help you with this comic? I'm like, Tim did. And you're going to deny me 3 times, by the way. You'll be like, I don't know that man.
Look, it's his signature.
I had nothing to do with this. The loon will make it sound 3 times. It's one of the
If we take this much farther, we will get blasphemous. I think Ray's
going to Well, I always have, to some degree, doing this webcomic is great and all. But, like, I know my talents are supposed to be used for something more for the glory of God than for Nintendo's glory, obviously.
Right.
Maybe my whole life has come up to this point where finally having a Genesis verse on the comic will lead like Peter Cargill to go open up his Bible finally and check the source and then like come to be a believer through us. You know, really kind of humorous to think about, but not really in seriousness. But
your ability to draw and put things to life is something that you can take a lot of places.
Or my ability to murder a joke can also be a useful asset one day.
Yeah. So anyway, all in all,
success.
Well, with every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different.
My comment of the week can go to Rachel Fogg, who on Kotaku said, "Pokemon Master Noah, priceless. He's got to catch 2 of every animal, except unicorns. Unicorns get screwed all the time. Noah forgot unicorns, and that's why they don't exist."
That's right. See, I have a theory about unicorns.
They don't exist, and they never did?
No.
That's a good theory.
No, I always like to imagine, because we always think of like unicorns as like the peaceful, loving. What if they were really evil and they got killed off successfully for the earth to be a better place?
They didn't have one horn, they had 2 horns, right?
All right. Well, my comment of the week goes to M. Kava. Referring to us last week talking about our 3-year checkpoints and how we're feeling about our progress on To Be Start, says, "Ray, don't feel bad for being burnt out. Keeping up with something like this for 3 years gets to be a tad difficult after a while. And when you have a week off, it's amazing to see how much free time you have suddenly. But then you miss it, and you look forward to starting back up next week. I teach martial arts as a second job, and I have certainly gone through that sort of experience. Being in martial arts for nearly 12 years and probably missed about 12 or so classes at least twice a week for 6 months, 4 classes a week, things just happen to go that way once in a while. Take a step back, take a deep breath, maybe take a week or two off, and hopefully you'll be ready to hit it full bore again. And Tim, technically arrested? Really?" Laugh my hiney off.
Yeah, I think after last week's podcast being a little depressing, it was nice to have such a great week for the comic and maybe rejuvenate us a little bit.
Yeah.
Until Thursday rolls around again, we have no ideas.
Yes, exactly. And speaking of comments, I think it's time to go for a little audio voicemail.
Yes, we did put up the new phone number, correct?
Yes. What is that phone number again, Tim?
740-3P-START. And that is not a Skype account for those who are wondering.
This is when you know we're getting old. 740-3P-START. Like, how do I call that on Skype? I don't get it. Like, no, see, there's this old invention called the telephone.
Well, I think some people are disappointed, and I didn't really think about this, but for non-Americans, it would be like a long-distance call or something. So
right. Now, is there a way that they couldn't call it through Skype? I mean, in all seriousness?
We'll look into that. We'll try to find another way for people to leave a message.
Well, we did get a number of calls, and let's see what Supersonic 24 had to say.
Hey guys, this is Supersonic 24. I'm a big fan to be start, and I want to ask you guys, have you ever played a game that was so bad you felt that it left you emotionally scarred for the rest of your life?
Before Ray starts talking about every Sonic game between Sonic and Knuckles and what's
and
the latest one that you don't hate? No, nothing. Oh, okay. Mario Superstar crappy Wii version of baseball is?
It wasn't that bad. Like,
it was
so
bad.
I don't get you. Is that really worst thing?
Okay, the first game already had issues that fortunately I was able to kind of deal with and find an enjoyable game.
Okay,
but
let me get this straight. Of all the games you played in your entire life, the one that comes to mind as emotionally scarring is not Mega Man 2 on the iPhone. I mean, is like,
see, to be emotionally scarred, I think there has to be some sort of investment.
Okay.
You know, I bought for $50, you know, brand new. I don't do this very often, but I'm like, Mario Baseball, yay, I love baseball. I love Mario. This is going to be so much fun. And then, you know, I get home, I'm like, what the bleep is this? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I'm pretty sure that there's a number of old NES titles that I've either rented or purchased in my childhood that were so awful that I was scarred, but I really just
like
don't
like the
remember.
Original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's that one that always comes back to me, trying to defuse the bombs.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
So frustrating.
That's emotionally scarring right there. If I were to have to nail down one Sonic game, surprisingly, it wouldn't be Shadow the Hedgehog. It would definitely be Sonic the Hedgehog, released in 2006 on the PS3 and 360. You know, it's one thing to be like, oh, a Sonic game sucks, but you don't really understand how bad that game sucks until you really just sit down and experience it for a while. Like, it's just, it's the thing that leaves even the most diehard Sonic fans asking the question of, how can they make a game this bad? It's almost like it's intentionally that bad. Like, it would be hard to make it worse if you tried. It's actually quite amazing. It's a great study, to be quite honest.
Write your thesis on it, your master's thesis or something on that.
Well, thanks for the phone call. Supersonic 24. And again, if you would like to be the third voice on 2B Start, leave us a voice message, and if we like it, we'll put it on the show. It's 740-3P-START. Let's do a Rick a Rick a remix. With this segment, I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who made it, and where you can grab it. This week, it's a remix of Sonic and Knuckles on the Sega Genesis called Robotnik Radio by Gamebox. Take a quick listen to a sample of it. And if you'd like to find this for yourself, just head back to the page you grabbed this episode of 2B Start Live from, or the link is right there for those of you listening to our special M4A version of the show.
Well, Ray, if I can interrupt, I'd like to go off topic. I just gotta tell you, the most inconsiderate thing a human being can do.
Wow.
I gotta tell you, this is the most inconsiderate thing somebody can do. I don't have a dog, and neither does anybody remotely around me.
Oh, man.
So somebody walks their dog down the street for a little tiny, little like two, what you've been there, that's like a 5 foot by 4 foot grass patch, right?
It's
right next to our driveway where we park our car. So we step on the grass all the time. And they decided to park their dog there, lay a turd, and just walk right away.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about it. It's not in front of their yard, right?
Right.
I'm watching Lily. I'm feeding my daughter. And I immediately get a phone call from Sarah. She says, okay, when I went downstairs to the car, it looks like somebody stepped in dog poop. Check your shoes. I'm like, great. So I look at the bottom of my shoe. Yep. Big old turd attached to my shoe. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
So you never found out who did it.
Well, that's the thing. So you start thinking, like, who around here has a dog? And how can I catch him, like, in the act, you know? Because wouldn't it be awesome to catch somebody having their dog poop on your lawn and just go out there and just ream into them?
No, and I'll tell you why. Like, they won't be like, oh, I'm sorry. They will be not apologetic. Like, deal with it.
No, that's not true, though. They would be totally apologetic. They would be, like, horrified that they were caught.
I think we're dealing with two different types of people. One's you and one's me. All right? I think there's a person who would enjoy seeing you get upset about such a thing. And then you would just be feeding them by complaining to them.
But then I would kick their dog. Like, really, really, really hard.
But see, then the poop would just fly all over your house in midair.
Then the poop would get my shoe when I kick him. Oh, that's the point. I got it. I would follow them back to their house with a plastic bag on my hand, pick up the poop, and smear it on their front door.
Wow. Speaking of the most inconsiderate thing a person can do to someone else.
No, see, that's a retaliation. See, I didn't start the inconsideration.
Again, Tim, I think you need to open up your Bible, turn the page to Genesis 6:23, and see what the Lord has to say about this behavior.
Oh, man. I was very frustrated about an hour ago.
I like how that's like the worst thing to happen. Like, that's when you know you live too well. I mean, that's why, like, expectations are the biggest problem of our world. Because when your expectation is, I expect to live a life without poop on my lawn, it's like, yeah, you are in a terrible place. Because the people in Haiti, that is the least of their worries right now. And that's when you know, like, okay, I am off kilter with the sorrow of the world. Like, that being said, I know in about 10 minutes I'm going to complain about something on Black Doom Award.
Yes.
As though my life depends on it. But that's all I'm going to say.
Well,
about
moving
that.
On.
Moving on. It's time to rise from your grave.
Rise from your grave.
Many of our fans tend to lurk behind the shadows. They hide their faces by reading our comics but never leaving a single comment. So when one finds the courage to break free from their shackles of silence, we salute you.
All right. We've got Drac Fang, who says, I think it's time to rise from my grave.
Rise from your grave.
I've been reading the comic since the Landmaster comic, and I've read through the archives at least 3 times. No matter how many times I read your comics, they are still hilarious. Just wanted to say, keep up the great work, guys.
Thank you very much. We had a comment from a random person who said, have you ever noticed all the new people that have invaded the site? To which a grave riser named Underick said, what if they were only lurking, and this comic motivated them somehow to comment? Like me. I've been here every Wednesday and Thursday since comic number 59, but this is my first comment.
That's great. We also had Zax CG2, who said, well, guess it's time to finally wise from my grave.
Wise from your grave.
Let me first take a moment to thank you guys for putting together comics that make my day a little more awesome. Your comic is one of the few comics I don't have to have a dirty mind to get the punchline. Have a great week, and keep on doing what you guys do best. Well, thank you.
Well, Tim, the clouds have rolled in. Sounds to me like it's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom. Episode 1. My Black Doom Award is going to go to Tatsunoko versus Capcom. This is a Wii exclusive game released. Favorite Capcom characters versus a Japanese TV that no one's ever heard about, so it doesn't really matter. I purchased the game. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's really hard to enjoy any fighting game after Brawl, to be quite honest. I mean, it's just playing anything else makes me realize why I love Brawl so much. But that's a topic for 40 previous podcasts. So what I really want to say is, for a game that's been made for the Wii, and they're like, you know, we want to make things a little easier for people to get into the game, you know, because we know the Versus series, you know, Marvel versus Capcom can be pretty confusing and pretty cryptic, and we're trying to make this more accessible to people, right? I don't understand how you make a game like this with really confusing controls and really crazy combo systems and not have, like, a single tutorial video within it. Like, there's nothing. Like, I assumed when I purchased this game that there would be something to step me through the basics.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, here's, like, 6 different moves this person can do. I'm like, that's great. How do I do anything in this game? Like, I'm watching these videos online of, like, the developers will release videos of, okay, here's how to do like a basic combo for just about every character and how to string some stuff together. And I'm like, why is none of this in the game? Because I can't tell you how many people are going to be buying this game just like, I want to play a fighting game and not freaking understand it. Like, I don't understand. Maybe this is just me not being able to cope with fighting games too well. But I don't understand why we need cryptic combos to make certain moves happen. Because nothing's more frustrating than being like, I want to do this move than this move. So why do I have to do these ridiculous physical button movements that really don't need to exist? You know, like, why does it need to be forward, down, forward, down, forward?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. It's you're right. The joy, it's not, the game's not as accessible when you have to be, you know, invest 20 hours into figuring out how to do a certain move, you know?
I would agree with myself, because I think, let me put it to you this way. It's like Guitar Hero. Anybody can press one of the five buttons and strum, you know? The challenge comes from how well can you do that?
You just think it's needlessly complicated.
Needlessly complicated, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably somewhere in between Brawl and Tekken as far as what I would like to see. So, my Black Doom Award is going to go to Ubisoft. Assassin's Creed 2 for the PC has some, you probably heard about this, some interesting DRM. The game can only be played if it has a persistent connection to the internet.
Wow.
You know, it's not enough to buy the disc and have it certified and type in a code and have the disc in the entire time you're playing, even though it's not necessary. All that's not enough, apparently. You always have to be online in order to play the game. So, if you lose your connection and you can't play anymore, it's going to keep searching for a signal until it finds it, and then you can keep playing. Or you'll just be kicked out and go to the last checkpoint. That's fun. Or, you know, if you're on a plane or, you know, for whatever reason, you just don't have enough bandwidth or you're having connection issues, you can't play the game. The worst thing is that people are going to steal this game, hack into it, and work it so that you don't have to have an internet connection to play the single player game, which is just ridiculous to me.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are not going to have the inconvenience of that the people that actually purchase the game will have, which is the consistent problem with DRM. No matter what, people are going to pirate your game. They're not people that were going to buy the game. You can't make it impossible for people to pirate things. You're only going to drive people who actually want to buy your game into either just frustration and hating your company and hating your games, or you're going to have them start looking into, like, is there any way around this? Oh, look, if I download this patch, or if I download this version of the game, you're going to teach them about piracy. You know what I mean?
And it wasn't like you were pirating the game. It's just like, dude, I just want to play this without the disc. I mean, really.
Yeah, can I just click on this icon and play the game? No. So what did I do? I started searching. Well, how can I get around this? Oh, look, this patch lets me get around it, which was great. Right.
Yeah.
And that's as far as it went. But those sites that have those patches on are like, well, just download the whole game here, and it's already pre-patched for you. And so you're really teaching people about piracy. And so if you want to stop the people who buy the game from sharing it with their friends and having them both install at the same time, there's limited things you can do, you know?
Right. I mean, are they making it harder for regular people to want to buy the game because they know there's going to be such troubles through DRM?
And therefore creating more pirates.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, Tim, let's wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some of the lesser-known video game songs need to be given the spotlight treatment every once in a while, and I get to trade off every other week with our listeners' suggestions, so please enjoy my choice of the credits version of Fly Me to the Moon from Bayonetta on the Xbox 360 and PS3. So that will do it for this edition of 2B Start Live. Join us every Thursday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling. kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore.
In other words, please be true.
In other words, I love you.